welcome to Tramlines, a podcast from Agri. I'm your host, Tony Smith, putting your questions to the experts. Today we're going to be talking with Riser's John Greenman, Commercial Manager, and Saul Creed, Crop Input Specialist. We're going to be asking if soil sampling and nutrient management plans can help farmers and agronomists navigate the uncertainties in a challenging spring and make the most of the opportunities that SFI can bring now and in the future. So firstly, a very warm welcome to Tramlines to you both. John, can I start by asking you first, where are we at on farm in this very challenging spring?
Well, thanks for having me on, Tony. As you say, you know, it has been quite a difficult winter into spring. We've seen significant amounts of rainfall, and growers have had some real challenges establishing winter crops, and where they weren't able to. You know, spring crops have been delayed. In many cases, drilling hasn't taken place yet. So I think growers are you know, facing some difficulties there. One area that we can certainly help with that is by using some of the tools through our Contour platform, specifically things like satellite imagery, to manage the crops that they have managed to establish. You know, we're seeing a huge amount of variability within those established crops. And it's going to be more important than ever from a business perspective to keep a control over costs and try and make sure that growers are putting their spend in the right places.
And Saul, I understand that some farmers are still making those decisions as to exactly what they're going to do this spring.
Yeah, I mean, we've had I've had customers that have changed cropping a number of times now, just with the weather it's been and not been able to get things in. So, you know, on keeping track of what's happening, it's important, which we can do through Contour, as John said.
So Contour, what exactly is Contour, John?
Contour is our digital platform. So it's a place that both our agronomists and our Riser personnel, as well as the growers themselves, can log in. They can view historic weather data, satellite imagery. They can store soil analysis data, and they can use our planning tools to create variable rate plans or nutrient management plans, and a whole host of other things besides.
So all of that data is in one place?
In one place for everyone to view and use to make the best decisions and manage the farm.
And Saul, in terms of helping the farmer make decisions in season, sometimes very quickly, how does having all of that information in one place help?
Yeah, so having everything in one place is hugely advantageous because you don't have to look in different platforms for the data. It's all there in one place. You create these plans, we'll have the chase information, and you know the agronomist can see it during the day, and make some changes in the platform should they need to, and a farmer can view it when they get home or off the farm at night, and it's all there in one place.
And John, is that particularly helpful when we have a season like we have right now?
Well, I think, Tony, you know, in a year like this, growers may not be able to do everything in a way that they would like to or as timely as they would like to. And sometimes it's just about getting those crops, you know, in the ground. It might not be their usual rotation, but in order to have a crop to grow. So we can look back at soil data and analysis data, and we can look at previous establishment, and we can look at crop rotation. But in terms of, you know, then getting that crop in the ground and how we manage it in terms of fertilizer program and so on, you know, our nutrient planning tool in Contour is so easy to use, whether that's the agronomist or a grower making plans themselves. They can very quickly change, update recommendations, you know, and ensure that any changes that have happened on farm are really easily recorded and that their plans are up to speed for the rest of the year.
Sure. So if we then connect that with the all-important SFI, how does the nutrient management plans help us with regards to SFI payments?
So growers can claim for the creation of a nutrient management plan as part of SFI. It pays £652. That's an agreement level payment, so not per hectare. And they can claim that payment every year. That's something that growers should have been doing before anyway, as part of Good Farm Business and Red Tractor. But it's additional emphasis now from the government on making sure that growers are taking into account any manures and resources they've got on their farm, as well as matching any additional, bagged fertilizer to crop and soil requirements. So we can help them with that. We've got FACTS qualified advisors like Saul, who can help growers create those nutrient management plans and produce the paperwork to enable growers to claim that that payment.
So how does that help the farm in terms of productivity?
Well, they're important because we're looking at applying, getting the right nutrients onto the crops based on what they require. Looking at the soil data we've previously got and making sure that we are planning what nutrients are going where to best support the crops and really maximise yield potential for growers to make them as profitable as we possibly can.
On top of the nutrient management plan, there's been a lot of talk about soil organic matter testing. How has that changed over the last few years?
Yeah, so and we've had growers undertaking organic matter testing for a long time now, but the scale of it has ramped up significantly in the last 18 months. And part of that is increasing emphasis on the environment and soil health generally. And as you referenced there, Tony, now some of the SFI payments that growers can claim. So in terms of how RISA can help with that, we have a national soil sampling service. So when we're out on farm, whether it's part of routine basic soil analysis that we're doing, or if growers just require organic matter testing for their SFI payments, then we can undertake that for them.
And we were speaking just before we came on air, weren't we, John, about the differences in organic matter levels on some of our livestock farms, but also those step changes that we are seeing on some of the arable farms.
Yeah, definitely. So those grassland farms are, where they're using a lot of manures, perhaps. Permanent grassland, as you say, tends to have very high organic matter generally. And arable farms typically are around 3 to 4% organic matter. And at that sort of level, any increase in organic matter can have some significant results. So I think the University of Illinois say 1% increase in organic matter will enable an additional water holding capacity of 20,000 gallons per acre. So we're talking, huge, huge numbers, a relatively small increase in organic matter. So for growers to be able to accurately measure and report on that information is really important to their businesses.
Yeah, sure. And of course, I guess whilst at the moment we're hearing that rain on the barn roof, so to speak, and thinking not more water. But of course, thinking back to other times in the season, we need that water holding capacity, don't we?
We do, and I mean the term resilience is something we hear a lot these days, but that is what organic matter is really bringing to the soil, along with a host of other things, like nutrient cycling. But it's that resilience of the soil to be able to hold on to water and nutrition. And in the increasingly challenging sort of climate we're seeing, that can make all the difference for a grower in terms of a profitable crop or a real struggle.
And as Amy Watkins from Agri has said many times, we need to know where we are in terms of our measurements to have that benchmark to know if we're making positive changes. So how many of your farmers that you're talking to are conducting organic matter testing?
A huge amount of my farmers now are conducting this organic matter testing. Nearly everybody is looking at it on some level now, with the SFI payment as well. Of £6 a hectare and £97 per agreement payment you can claim. Not only are they looking at it for that, but also for as John said, the resilience of the soil and soil health is really coming at the forefront now, and it's really getting important to people. So yeah, I've got a large number of people now looking at soil organic matter testing.
And I understand, John, that looking forwards, SFI payments will also cover variable rate applications. Can you tell us some more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the first time really that we've seen DEFRA announce a payment directly for variable rate applications. So Secretary of State for the Environment, Steve Barclay, announced these coming payments back in January at the Oxford Farming Conference. We're still waiting for a little bit more information about exactly when they come in. We've just been told it's going to be this summer, but they have announced, along with some other payments for technology around sort of mechanical weeding and so on, they have announced that there's going to be a payment of £27 per hectare for the variable application of nutrients. So, which is a huge opportunity because it's something that growers should be looking at anyway, as we've already said, particularly in the challenging year that we've had. So that the fact that they're able to also get paid for that is an additional benefit.
Talk to Ryza today to find out more about soil testing for organic matter, nutrient management plans, and how Contour can help your farm business productivity with even more digital precision. Click on the link in the podcast bio, ryzadigital.co.uk/contact-us. And Saul, for those farmers who aren't already using variable rate applications, how can they get started? What are their first steps to help them do that?
So in preparation for this, they need to get in touch and speak to us about zoning their farm up, for example, and creating these management zones, where we can then look at soil sampling shown individually, getting some soil analysis and working out what nutrients are required where, in preparation for this payment.
So from the point of view of the practical application of this technology, what proportion of your growers are already embracing it?
So I would say 50% of my growers are probably embracing this already. So these people are already set up, ready to go, and they can and look at claiming these payments already, or when they come into play. So there's a huge opportunity for the remaining customers and remaining growers to take advantage of this and get involved.
And claiming for that SFI benefit, it is your payment is only one aspect, isn't it? How is that going to help the farm in terms of making decisions through the season?
Yeah, absolutely. The SFI payment is nice, but the main reason for doing this is to make sure we are applying the nutrients. The required nutrients in the required place, rather than blanket spreading and potentially wasting some money and some fertilizer where it's not needed, and you feed in the areas that need the nutrients as well.
And so what can growers do to be ready to take advantage of these current SFI payments, and also of course those that are coming along in the near future?
Well, I would say that the most important thing to do is reach out now. We can get you set up on the platform. You can start to utilize that to upload some of your data. We've got a free base package. So I'd say get set up first, and then you can consider how these various payments might fit into your business model. Looking ahead to post-harvest, when the fields are clear, that's a fantastic time for us to be looking at, like Saul said, doing soil mapping, creating those management zones, and getting that soil analysis done. So it's a reach out now. We can get you set up, and then look to do those services going forwards.
Saul, do you have any case studies or examples of where embracing this technology has really had a benefit on farm?
Yeah, absolutely. A colleague's had a trial with some variable nitrogen the previous spring, and they've this farm has seen a 25% increase in average tiller numbers on poorer areas of the field. We've seen some yield increases across most crops on the farm, and also saving of 5 ton of fertilizer at £340 a ton across the winter cereals has saved them a total of £1,700. So it's proof there that it's really important, and there's a big saving to be had potentially.
And what precision farming tools were they using to achieve such amazing results?
So that customer's utilising satellite imagery to create variable nitrogen plans. So the satellite imagery is looking at the crop growth and the variation across it, and making plans to put nitrogen where more required to really boost those yields and save fertiliser where it wasn't needed.
And John, we can see the amount of cloud cover we've been having recently. How up to date is that satellite imagery?
So satellite passes every 2 or 3 days, so you can get some very, very current imagery. So as you say, can be a challenge in a year like this when there's lots of cloud about. But Ryza do also have one of the first cloud-free imagery offerings on the market. So even in any spring like this, where it can be difficult to get that clear optical imagery, We'll have clear imagery guaranteed every 6 days from our radar derived imagery.
And looking at the potential SFI payments, John, what could those add up to being on a farm?
So just for the Verbera payment, the indication is £27 a hectare now. So we'll see whether that's how it comes through once it's announced. But as you say, on top of the organic matter payments, £6 a hectare, and the agreement level payment, £97, nutrient management payment of £652. And those are just a handful that we've touched on that RASA can help with. So they're really starting to add up to be some significant numbers.
Yeah. And so therefore, this is very important for farmers, isn't it?
It's hugely important. It is a changing industry there, and what we know, and others have touched on in these podcasts, some of the challenges around being a profitable farming business. So taking advantage of these payments that are good ideas anyway for managing an efficient business, is a no-brainer.
Yeah. And as you said, Saul, earlier on, that case study remind us of the values, the benefit that that farmer saw by adopting these techniques.
Yeah, absolutely. So the particular farmer, he saw a 25% increase in average tiller number across the poor areas, as well as some increased yields across his cereals and his oilseed rape, actually increasing yield by over a tonne a hectare. On top of which, he also saved 5 tonne of fertiliser at £340 a tonne across his winter cereals, total £1,700 saving.
And John, these are big changes in the way we farm using digital tools, aren't they?
The way that the industry has changed even in the last year or two, and particularly the noise around some of these SFI payments and new technologies on farm, there is a lot of demand for it. So growers should be thinking about their own business now, trying to get booked in, get ahead of the rest of the game, because you say that the amount of organic matter sampling we've done is going up, soil testing in general is going up. We're doing more nutrient plans than ever, more variable rate plans. Growers need to be looking at that and jumping in with both feet.
And so, to bring this podcast to a close, we always ask for the experts' top tips. And so, I'd like to ask you, what would you urge growers to think about doing that could really make a difference on their farms?
So, I think it's really important there that people look at their soil sampling needs now. Agronomists and farmers, they can discuss it together and get booked in sooner rather than later, and consider organic matter sampling for your information on your organic matter levels, but also the opportunity of the SFI payment as well.
Yeah, sure. Very, very important. John, what would be your thought?
Well, I would say, I believe that SFI can support food production and the environment together. And so I'd say to growers, taking advantage of some of the payments for actions they're either already doing or don't require significant capital investment up front is an absolute no-brainer. And in particular, this variable rate payment that's been announced for this summer. I think in terms of your farm business, it makes complete sense anyway. But also with the increasing awareness of manufactured fertilizer use, the environment and soil health, it ticks all the boxes. And the fact that growers can now claim payment for it, or will be able to, just means, in my view, that it's an absolute no-brainer that the growers should really be looking to take advantage of.
And how can growers start that conversation with you at Riser, John?
Get in touch. Riser can help with the creation of those nutrient management plans. If you don't already have one, or you're looking for somewhere that you can do it yourself, then please get in touch. It's absolutely essential that all growers have these plans on farm, and Riser would be delighted to help create those for you.
Thank you, John and Saul, for sharing your invaluable advice on how we can use digital tools to make a crucial difference on our farms. That's it for this podcast, but do tune in again as we meet the experts throughout the season, exploring the many immediate and longer-term questions for growers and farmers in the UK. If you have any questions that you would like us to ask the experts, email info@agri.co.uk. See you next time.